Breakfast, Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Welcome back, Wes. We're not sure, did you watch the Caulfield Guineas live or not? We had a little interest because we spoke to David Van Dyke on Friday, who was the trainer of Alligator Blood. Alligator Blood ran Magna out of its skin.
I thought it was home.
Skip clear on the turn.
I thought it was home.
Shot out and looked like, oh, to all intents and purposes, home. I wonder what Tory Dixon was thinking as he was sitting there watching with a couple of his Western Bulldogs teammates and Super Seth just started to make a bit of a run, whispers.
He would have been giving it a giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
I was watching the scenes in the enclosure. It was unbelievable. He joins us on the line. Tory, good morning and welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me, guys.
What a great result on the weekend.
Yeah, it was a great result, wasn't it? I'm still in a little bit of disbelief, and the voice is a little bit croaky, but it was a good time.
Did you think that Alligator Blood had got too far in front?
It's so hard to sort of make three or four lengths in 100 meters, and I thought we were going to probably get done by a half a length or ahead, and run a really unlucky sort of second flying home, and but it just flew that last 100, so. What a thrill.
What a thrill indeed, and we can still hear it in your voice there, Tory. How did you get involved in Super Seth?
Basically, got to give all my thanks to Mark Hunter and Lockie Hunter, probably more so Mark Hunter. He's got his little tipsters throughout the industry, through trainers and people that he talks to, and through Zara and stuff. And, so he was the one that gave us the opportunity to obviously get in, and he's got me in a fair few, and they seem to all go right.
So just in Super Seth, there's yourself, Ling Jong, Mark Hunter, Lockie Hunter. Are they the only? Oh, and Lukey Dalhouse, I think, was in as well. Yeah,
there's a couple. You got Lucas Webb as well.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yep. So now they're the football player ones, and then there's another four or five of Lockie's mates, which are all younger boys and are all over the moon. Now they can have some house deposits, I reckon.
Oh yeah, and I mean, as a result of this is a stallion making race, isn't it, from a breeding point of view?
Yeah. Obviously, there's no deals or anything like that, and there's still probably a long way to go. It's got to go through all its testing and make sure it's fertile and all that kind of stuff. But it kind of is, and I don't know about any prices. But going off Merchant Navy, that was a cool more, which is probably a better race, and that was more around the 27 sort of mil selling point. This one won't be nearly as much, but it is still a great win.
So we'll just explain this because Tim's looking at me, he's just fallen off his chair this morning. So the Merchant Navy was another horse that you were involved in, and from a breeding point of view won the this massive race, and all of a sudden it becomes a huge breeding proposition. So the big studs make offers for it, and you sold it for 27 million. And is that the expectation now for Super Seth, that it'll go to the breeding barn?
To be totally honest, I'm not 100% sure. I'm sort of half. I'm still sort of waiting to hear the plans. There's the option of continuing on and maybe having another run. There's maybe the option of putting him out for a spell and coming back for the autumn campaign. And then there's also retire him and sell him to stud right now. So I'm one of the small players, and we'll leave that to the bigger guys. But, they're probably the plans at the moment.
Hey, Tory, how would you compare what happened at the weekend to your biggest football moment?
Oh, I'm going to have to put the grand final win above it, but the Coolmore Derby day, and obviously the other day was just they're unbelievable thrills, and I guess the enjoyment of cheering something home and the adrenaline rushing sort of moment when it does get there is pretty exhilarating. And I know everyone says, oh, how has this happened to you twice, and I'm very thankful that I've been given the opportunities to get into these horses, and I know how hard it is, so I'm very thankful.
How many of the Bulldog players have you had text messages from wanting to know why they weren't involved in this horse at the weekend?
A few that have followed him along his way and asked how he was going to run each time, but there would have to be probably 10. So I think after Merchant Navy, it was probably a good three or four that jumped on board that weren't on the first one. So we're starting to take them along for the ride.
I don't want you to go into the finite or the intimate details of all your finances, but how much of this horse, Super Seth, do you own, or your little consortium? How much do they own?
Oh no, yeah. So we don't have much of a say. We got a 10% syndicate. So
yeah,
basically that's just a 1% little percentage. And I don't know all the other owners, but you know, it didn't look like there's too many owners. So there'd probably be one lucky. It might be Pinecliff with the big percentage, and they probably have a 50 or 60, and then it's just all the little ones. So I think it was a son of done deal that was probably worth about 300,000. So you know, it was only kind of a $5,000 investment.
And Lockie Hunter was not there. He was over in Positano with another big moment in his life.
Yeah, congratulations to those two. That's lovely for them. It was quite funny because I actually messaged Lockie on Instagram that morning, and I go, you think history can basically repeat itself? Because he was obviously away last time when Merchant Navy was running, and I was on the, you know, at the race course, and here I am. He's over there, and I was telling him to go to dinner because he watched Merchant Navy while he was at dinner. He ran off from his girlfriend and watched it down the street, and came back screaming the lights off in the restaurant, and he did the same apparently in the Italy hotel.
And so the Bulldogs, we're talking to Tory Dixon, the Bulldog people, are they telling you that you'll definitely get Josh Bruce and Alex Keith into the club at the end of this trade period?
Oh, well, that's all. I've heard probably as much as you guys have heard of. Yeah, that's the way it looks. You know, they seem they're both like great talents, and it would be great to get them. So we'll just see what happens. But yeah, I'm not too far across all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they don't. Neither of them play your position, Tory. So you can welcome them into the club.
Yeah. No, well, I'm still uncontracted at the moment, and you know, talks are really positive at the moment, and hopefully we can get something knocked over really soon. So. The body's good, and I was listening before, and yeah, I did have a good leap about me, didn't I? So the body's feeling really good, and there's no injuries. So
well, if they don't offer your contract, you'll get snapped up somewhere else. So, I mean, it's a very difficult time of the year. I understand that they're trying to secure up a few trades, which from your point of view, you're waiting to hear where it's at. If on the off chance you weren't offered another contract, you'd be keen to continue your career elsewhere.
Yeah, to be totally honest, like I had two really, really bad injury years with hamstrings before this year, and the year before that I had OP straight after the grand final, which just it was terrible, and yeah, it was 2 years that I basically wiped out, and had a massive preseason and got everything right, and didn't have an injury this year until the week before the finals. So it was a big tick in sort of the boxes from the body perspective, and I guess getting drafted as a 24-year-old. Yes, I've just turned 32. Everyone's like, "Oh, you turned 30, right? You're old and slow now." But I've only been in the system sort of 8 years. So I feel like I've got a couple of years left in me, and you know, I really hope that's with the Bulldogs.
And have they given a time frame for you about this re-signing?
Not really. They're in constant sort of chats with my manager, and as I said, it's all positive. So just hopefully we can get something done soon.
Good on you, mate. We really appreciate you joining us this morning. Hopefully you get that contract and continued success with the horses.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Good on you, Tory.
Tory Dixon. What a good lad.
Wow.
Super Seth. Came from nowhere. Ran down alligator blood. If you missed it, here's the dying moments.
Three lengths in front. Super Seth is flying. Alligator Blood stopping Super Seth from the clouds. It's three lengths in front. Super Seth is flying. Alligator Blood stopping Super Seth from the clouds. It's close. Super Seth has put in a mighty lunge. Photo. Super Seth may have got Alligator Blood. It's a photo. And Exeter and Super Seth will get up in a barnstorming performance.
You may have noticed, Gary, during that call, they actually went across to the SEN News and they said, no, stay with the race. So they went back to the race and finished it off, which was a great call.
That was the riddle of building the tension out there for those that didn't know. So Super Seth got up in the dying moments. Mark Zara just timed his run magnificently. Big horse racing man Nick Revolt's going to join us at 7 o'clock to wrap up a big day of racing at Caulfield and also look ahead to the last 3 days of a pretty quiet trade period, it has to be said.